Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thescope. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that can get that spot out of the carpet. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope.
Welcome back, folks. It's the first show of the cycle, so that means we're talking all the hot news stories on one. Plus, we'll tell you what's on tap in pop culture.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Hi.
The Scope is back, episode 146. We had a short 1 week break, but we're back in the cycle, as Jared.
Back at it and fresh, ready to kick this off. First show of the cycle. It's like we've never even been gone.
It feels like it. We haven't been doing this for 2.5 hours.
May or may not have recorded these out of sequence.
It's all the podcasting magic. We're just throwing it out there, pulling it on our pants, and taking a big dump on it.
Yeah. We take a dump right through the fourth wall.
Exactly. Hey, I think our listeners like it. They enjoy it.
Look, there's no time or room for privacy.
Are we padding things out? What's going on?
These are the things I've learned after completing season one of Orange is the New Black.
He loves Orange is the New Black.
Great
show.
Everyone does.
Do you like that show?
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it either.
I finished up episode 13 last night.
How quickly did you watch it?
Pretty fast. I started watching it last weekend and I finished it this weekend.
So what's your feelings on the Netflix's model to allow you just to watch everything at your own pace?
Do
you
binge like it? Watching, Jared. It's the hot new thing.
Did you do it with House of Cards too?
No. I'm only 3 episodes into that and I've been sort of languishing on that. But I feel like it's an interesting thing. I'm not sure if yet TV creators have sort of used that capability to their advantage, whereas I think maybe if you understand that people are going to binge watch this, you can maybe structure things in a different fashion that where people who are watching it in close succession can maybe retain some of the details and information a little bit easier than people who would have to watch it week to week.
Yeah.
So maybe you can go a little more dense and a little more intricate, perhaps. I think that's maybe where TV in this particular format will go.
Sure. And the other question, did you watch this with your lady friend?
No.
Okay. I have the same issue where I cannot watch a show. Mandy will not watch a show that quickly. Like we watch Justified seasons one.
She
and
gets
two
tired
quick.
Of it. She wants to do other things.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. Do you have the same issue with Angie?
We don't watch a lot of shows together.
Okay,
mostly reality shows. Seems.
Yeah,
nowadays.
This right now over the summer we've got a lot of competition based reality shows.
Big Bros.
No Big Bros, but you're So You Fashion, Think You Can Dances, yeah. Your Master Chefs, your Project Cooking. Runways, your Top Models, those kinds of
sort of
shows.
Like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
But I know that she does have a tendency to sort of binge on things at times, so I could see it if there ever were a show that we were going to watch together that was all available at once and the circumstances were right, I could see it happening. Yeah.
Just imagine if shows like Small Wonder and Elf were released in binge formats. They'd still be going today.
No, they wouldn't. People would watch 3 of them in a row and realize they were wasting their goddamn time.
Shows just, they didn't, they weren't as
those good. Were not good shows.
Hey, Wooly.
Enough
said.
I remember I watched an episode of Alf one time where Alf didn't have tear ducts, but he was running away, and so he tried to, he wrote a letter to Wooly explaining he was running away.
Hey, Wooly. I can't cry, but I'm pretty fucking sad.
And so he wanted there to be tears, so he used grape soda. On the paper to represent tears, and Willie believed it until he smelled the letter.
Elf, great show. Somebody does a good imitation of Chris Hardwick. Does a good imitation of Willie.
Yeah, he does. Great show.
Great show. Good stuff.
Wasn't Willie busted for child porn?
He was. He's had a very sordid, seedy past. That guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Let's feel bad for the pedophile. Guys, we got a great show. Adam is going to be bringing his A game. With news. I am excited. I have no idea what one of the stories is definitely going to be.
Here's the thing with Adam.
Yeah.
Adam only has one game.
And what's
his
that?
His A game is the same as a Z game. And
it's his name starts with A, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. I assume my A game was just me being Adam.
Can't
I just be Kiki?
Adam Zitnik.
So relatively speaking, we don't know how great his A game actually is.
Yeah. We don't know. But he's gonna try to prove something today. He's got a chip on his shoulder, Jared.
I can see a big old chip on his shoulder. I hope he takes it with him when he leaves. I have enough clutter here.
It better not be a giant dander flake.
Oof, jeez.
Beyond news we've got coming soon, Adam. That's also in your wheelhouse.
It's right here.
And we've got...
Right there.
Pick it or stick it, Jared. I keep looking down.
Hit it or miss it.
Hit it or miss it.
That's the thing you want to either hit it or you want to miss it.
I like that you have to open up your glossary of scope terms and... Oh, right. That's what it's called.
Hit it or miss it.
And guess who's running that show, Jared? Adam.
Adam's running that.
This is an A-game show. Why don't you just push some buttons. We'll be quiet and Adam will run with it.
Why don't we have Adam push the buttons? Get over here and push the buttons.
He doesn't know how.
I don't have any pants on. I'm not putting them back on.
Fine.
Okay, so let's get to the rest of the show, guys.
Okay.
So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with all Adam all the time on your scope.
This is the Fump.
And I said, no, 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 I don't play them no more. Those Facebook games are really a bore. Don't ask again to play me words with friends or help you with your stupid farmland chore. I'm Nathan. You can call me Predator. And I'm sorry I killed your friends. And I'm sorry I blew that my wind up. And I'm sorry I killed Carl Weathers. And I got boons and a hoo-hoo. And nothing really better to do than me. With a buddy that takes batteries, I'll have to try and figure how to get inside a bra. It'll likely end up backwards and I'll rub my nay-nays raw. So throw it through the trash and flaunt them in their big debut. I've got boom.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com. Funny.
Under the scope. Hoo-ha.
I like the clap and finger wave.
Under the Scope is here, guys. And when I think of Under the Scope, I think of Adam. When I think of Adam, I think of in-depth reporting. When I think of in-depth reporting, Jared, I think of the Scope, the news. Adam is like the Jeff Bridges / newsroom of the Scope world.
Are you Will McAvoy?
Are you a Will McAvoy type character?
What's Olivia Munn's character's name?
Hottie Boom
Sloan
Body?
Sabbath?
I'm a Sloan Sabbath.
Type. Jared, what is it with you? He knows all the character names. He knows all the actors and actresses plays. This guy is a freaking...
I don't know them all. Those are the only
He's
two...
a retarded savant. What
those
is that
the only two characters I can name. Shouldn't I know say, there's Mac.
Shouldn't say the R word like that.
I don't know what it's short for.
Well, isn't that what it's called? No, it's idiot
there's
savant.
A Maggie.
I'm sorry. He needs to be naming the entire cast.
Is Maggie that British lady?
There's that.
I like her.
There's Abed from Community. He plays...
You mean fake Abed? Poor man's Abed?
You mean Deb Patel?
Yeah, that guy.
Maggie's the weird-eyed blonde who's now orange.
Yeah, she is a mess.
Yeah.
Adam, the news! Ho!
All right. So we've got a whole mess of stories.
Jared, and get ready for
the
it.
The first one, I like ready. To get you guys involved with these as much as possible. So
snarky comments activated.
I wanted to tell you about a Virginia crisis pregnancy center.
Okay.
And how they were caught lying about abortion and contraception.
I did not know that.
So there's a law in Virginia now where if you're going to get an abortion, you have to go to one of these government approved centers.
Yes.
And the pro-choice group, NARAL, which, if you are wondering, stands for National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League.
Okay.
Okay. In case you're wondering.
That would have been my first guess.
I'm writing it down.
They conducted a year-long investigative report where they had a woman go into these centers and ask questions and record the things secretly.
So it's sort of like a sting.
A sting. Gordon Sumner was not involved in this, contrary to popular reports.
He's always involved in things.
And shockingly, she got told a lot of obvious lies. It's important to note that these crisis pregnancy centers receive government funding from the state of Virginia. And they get money through license plates. So you can, if you live in Virginia, you can get a pro-life license plate.
Can you get a pro-choice license plate?
You cannot. And the fees that are associated with these Choose Life license plates go to these pregnancy centers. So
is that legal?
That it's legal in Virginia.
Virginia is a very sketchy state right now.
You love Virginia, don't you?
It is for lovers. That's where I'm from originally.
So this is some sort of propaganda story from you? I don't know.
I don't live there anymore.
All right.
I'll be there in the first week of September. So if anyone has any Virginia-specific...
Is that to see your mom? Your mom's?
My brother's getting married.
Can we get him on the phone?
My brother? I don't know.
Did you know that Adam had a brother?
I did not know that.
I have two. How long have we been? I thought you were an only child.
I have two brothers.
What? Stop the news right now. What are their names?
Where's my record scratch sound?
My brothers' names are Dylan and Jesse.
You've never, ever mentioned them.
I don't mention
Dylan
a lot of
and
things.
Jesse. You,
like, Adam is actually
like
blushing, Jared.
Wow.
I don't like...
Are you where are you falling in the age spectrum?
They're fraternal twins, and I'm older than both of them.
You got to... What, stop the clock, Jared. He's got twin brothers, and he's older. Do they like you?
I don't even believe
it. I guess
this.
I don't have like close familial relationships with anyone in my family.
Are they big buff guys and you're like the scrawny kid?
I think that we're all the exact
Whoa.
It's a digital record scratch. I think we're all the exact same height, but they are much buffer than I am.
Like they work out and
it's weird because they used to just be like little skater kids.
So are they practicing Judaism?
No.
They're out.
No one in my family does. Even my mom's like, whatever. My mom does it for... What happened to the news? My mom does it for...
This is the biggest news we've ever had on this show.
You're the news.
I see what you guys did.
So you're going out there. Are you involved in the wedding?
No. No one's involved with the wedding. They're already married. They got married in January. This is just for, you know, family, you know, hangout time, I guess.
So there's no party?
There's a party. I mean, they're like doing a thing.
Yeah, like a sort of like a reception type of thing.
But I think they're doing a service too.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, I'm not involved.
Are they marrying women or is this a...
No, only one of them is getting married.
Okay.
And my brother Jesse I don't know.
Okay.
He's marrying a woman.
Good. Is she good looking broad?
Yeah, sure. She's cute.
Yeah. Does Mandy know you have brothers?
Yes, she's going.
Do I need
also.
To call her right now?
She's going also.
Jared, are you stunned by this?
Probably not as stunned as you because I haven't known Adam as long as you in a casual sense.
Assumed you were like...
I don't know if you guys have siblings.
We talk about them all the time.
I don't really listen to what people say.
Oh my God, Jared.
One of mine has been on the show.
She's been on
that's
the
right.
show.
I know you have a sister. That's true.
Right. I have a sister, half-sister.
See, I don't know that.
It just like casually, you know, you would think it would come up.
I barely know if your daughter's name is Aubrey or Audrey.
It's definitely with a D. It's not some fake name.
You don't even know my daughter.
Yeah, I don't either, for that matter.
Oh, I don't have a daughter.
Jared.
That I know of.
So you are going out. Can I interview your brothers?
I mean, I don't know how you would do that.
You put them on the speakerphone.
One of them is getting married, so he's probably going to be too busy.
All the time? Or you can't carve one
You're
an
not
hour?
Getting married for like 14 hours or how many
days? We're staying out there for 3 days, and the only family time I plan to spend is during the wedding.
And then you're not going to see any of them?
I mean, we'll have dinner or something.
Maybe go to Golden Corral?
They don't have Golden Corrals out there.
Maybe you'll open up a franchise and you'll all have dinner there.
Golden Corral doesn't exist, but they do have the Sizzler.
Sizzler's so
that's
good.
Similar.
Okay. That's fair.
Has Mandy met your brothers?
No, my mom.
What does your mom think of Mandy, by the
she
way?
She likes her.
Loves her.
Has your mom met your brothers?
Does she know about them? Is it a secret? Is this over X-Files or you lock them in the basement?
You mean like after my brothers were born, immediately they were taken
just
away?
Whisked away. She was drugged, mind wiped, and then 16 years later they appear. Boy, this is fascinating.
My mom has a great story about how she got pregnant with my brothers that I had not heard until recently when my mom was here and she was telling Mandy the story about how they're half brothers. So maybe that's why you guys don't know about them. They're not really
okay.
Brothers.
So that's a little bit different.
I mean, they don't half exist.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
If your mom was in town, why in the hell was she not sitting in this chair right in front of me? I have a million questions to ask that lady.
It's like a year ago.
I think that one slipped under the rug.
He
snuck her in.
He's not telling
under the cover
us
of darkness.
Because you know that I would have a lot to say to her, and she'd probably like me better than you.
Wow.
I mean, I definitely have more of the look of your people, first of all.
That is true. She might instantly be attracted to you in that case, because she has a type.
Yeah. I would take her to a delicious but yet thrifty meal.
Wow.
Right, Jared?
Would brisket be involved?
Of course.
That is my mom's meal. That is, she makes brisket and
if I found a great brisket place.
Does one exist?
There's a great place.
Is there a place in the city called Maury's? Because I feel like that would be a good brisket place.
Maybe.
Maury's.
There's a great place Lou's. That does brisket. It's a small joint called Famous Dave's. I'll take it.
They do a Texas brisket, though.
They're like a very indie pop mom and pop shop. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, back to your story.
Let's talk about pro-life in Virginia.
Yeah.
So let's just skip this story now.
Okay,
anyway,
done.
56 of the 58 crisis pregnancy centers were found to be telling incorrect information.
Do you have an example of incorrect
info? Yeah, sure. Condoms are naturally porous, the agent told the lady that was doing the investigation.
Did you know that, Ed?
So they don't protect against STIs.
Yes.
Within a marriage,
so
sexual relations are procreative. Yeah, so you shouldn't use them. Also, within a marriage, sexual relations are procreative, so you don't need to use contraception in marriage because you can just avoid sex for the 2 or 3 days a month where you could get pregnant. The real number ranges from 8 to 11 days, depending on a million different factors.
I like to call it the worst 8 to 11 days in the month.
Taking birth control pills is like putting a small child on steroids. I don't know how that's a negative. That sounds
awesome.
Could
you imagine having a giant baby, like muscle building right in your uterus?
Right, right. Also, where are these giant muscle-bound babies? On IUDs, sometimes it grows into the tissue of the uterus, she says, though that's not a known risk of an IUD. IUDs are not those things that blow up in Iraq, by the way.
That's what
I thought they were. So
get to the bottom of this. They did a year-long sting.
Yep.
What are the results? What's happened? Legislation?
Nothing right now. Not a damn thing, because so a bunch of right-wing Christian Republicans run the state house. That's the governor. They're not doing anything
so
about it right
this
now.
This isn't pro-life. This is anti-contraception.
Exactly.
And this is anti-casual sex.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's what the pro-life movement is actually about. It's about controlling women and shaming them from having sex.
Yeah. Let sluts be sluts.
Because if you really were pro-life and you really were anti-abortion, you would want contraception everywhere. You would want sex education everywhere. And for people who did have babies that you encouraged them to have, you would be there to support them. And none of those things happen with the pro-life movement.
Right.
So
with vast majority of, not all.
Okay.
But
that's fine. That's
fair.
Let's
not sweep it. Sweeping generalization. Sure.
But no, Jared's in general, he's right. Like this
he's
is
always
the classic
right.
move of naming your organization effectively the opposite of what you are, so that you can easily, you know, get rid of that first line of argument.
And don't get me wrong. If you want to be pro-life, then be pro-life. Actually support life. Encourage people to not create life if they're not ready for it by using contraception and knowing how to actually, you know, have safe sex. But if they do choose to have it or accidentally have it and choose to have a child, then be there to fucking support it.
Right.
It's weird to me just conceptually.
Walk the walk, you fuckers.
Why people are anti-sex. Like, it's just, like, outside of a religious ideal, I don't understand why people care about that. I mean, I know they do. I'm not head in the sand or anything about it, but
you can't control it. People are going to have sex, so stop trying to shame it and you don't necessarily encourage people to just go out and do whatever they want, but educate them on what they should be doing if they choose to do that.
Exactly. Preach it.
Pop quiz, Jared.
So tired of it.
Who plays Starbuck in the new Battlestar Galactica?
Katie Sackhoff?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Look at that. The guy can name anybody.
Because I know actors who play roles. And their character names?
I've got a new game now.
Okay.
I've got a new game.
Stump Jared.
Oh, it'll happen.
It's get Jared riled up about reproductive rights and then try to stump Jared.
And then talk about Apollo.
Hey, so speaking of bad guys.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson has been confirmed to play a bad guy.
Mel Gibson getting a lot of work.
In the next Expendables movie.
People forget.
Yeah.
So Bruce Willis will not be in the next Expendables movie. The rumor is he wanted $1 million a day for however long he was going to be
shooting
for.
3 days. And it was a fourth day added on, and he said, I'm out if I don't get that $1 million for that day.
But Sylvester Stallone continues to enlist reinforcements. In addition to Harrison Ford.
What?
Who's playing the Bruce Willis role, or a replacing him. I don't know if it's with the same role.
By the way,
never seen the movies. By the way,
I should start this idea that we came up with in 2 weeks to review all of the summer movies.
Is this like Back to the Future?
Yeah. I watched, this is speaking of Bruce Willis, I watched the new G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
Totally thinking you guys were off base. Man, it's just boring. It's not, it's just, I think you guys gave it 2.25 stars.
Turn his mic off.
Mm-hmm. You liked it?
That wasn't even a summer movie.
No, compared to the first one.
Which was great. Oh, man, that first one was great.
What?
I mean,
the
great.
The Rise of Cobra was great?
Yeah.
No.
Are you being serious?
JGL was in it?
No.
Are you telling me that you also have sisters?
No.
What is going on here?
No. This is the Bizarro Show.
This is very strange.
Anyway, Stallone
Shane
confirmed.
And I liked that movie as it was a fair representation of what the vibe was of the 80s G.I. Joe cartoon.
Well, I guess that then the vibe of the G.I. Joe's cartoon in the 80s was terrible by that
Maybe.
Measure.
And Rise of Cobra was what?
A good action movie.
What? Say what?
Speed Suits, right?
Speed Suits.
Mm.
Jared, who played Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe movies?
That'd be Ray Park.
Okay, thank you.
Also played Darth Maul.
And that was an easy
and
one.
And Toad in the X-Men.
Even
movies.
I knew that one. Even I knew it.
Stallone confirmed that Mel Gibson, who'd long been rumored to join the project, will in fact play the bad guy in the upcoming sequel.
Who?
The bad guy.
Who is playing
it? Mel Gibson. Also coming aboard, Stallone's Assassins co-star Antonio Banderas, who Stallone called a consummate actor and a gentleman.
He's probably one of the better actors in there.
In a statement announcing the news. That's weird. Gibson will also embrace this, I think is what you were talking about, the bad, in the upcoming
badass.
Machete Kills, in which he
Machete.
Wears a cape and threatens Washington with missiles. Watch the trailer below.
It's like he's a joke. I mean, he's got to be a bad guy, and now he's a joke.
How are we going to, what?
How are we
watch
do
the
that?
Trailer below.
We're going to include my transcript, and then the trailer will be below what I just said.
Right. Unbelievable.
Chris Brown.
He's in the news, Jared.
Chris Brown is having a weird week. He's threatened to retire.
Okay.
Thought he did retire.
I think he threatened. He said he might retire
did
following his next
tattoo,
album.
Is there, can we take a collection to maybe solidify that threat? Just make him go away?
He now has started suffering seizures and cites nonstop negativity as the cause.
Well, here's how you don't have negativity in your life. You don't beat up women.
Yeah.
If you don't ever do that, then
even
chances
even if it's Rihanna?
Even if it's Rihanna.
All right.
I don't enjoy her music, but that doesn't mean you beat her.
What does? What would make it okay in your mind for him to beat her?
If she were physically assaulting him at first.
Okay. What if she had some sort of ninja weapon?
Then I could see there be a justification for him to retaliate in self-defense.
That's fair.
But only to a certain point.
Yeah. Right. Can't kill her.
No.
Can't send her to a hospital.
Well, unless
guy.
She's in danger of killing him.
Right.
I mean, it's not perfectly black and white, but for the most part, you just don't beat women.
What if she was?
I don't know. This is just something I live by.
I think Rihanna is perfectly black and white.
What if she was hitting with an umbrella? Umbrella. Would that be okay?
My joke was better.
What did you
Mine
say?
Was a racial joke.
It always goes back to race with you, doesn't it?
I give the point to Adam.
Yeah.
I wasn't even listening. I was just being so interrupted trying to tell my joke.
Jared.
Yes.
Question for you. What movie was Rihanna recently in?
I could not tell you that
one. Oh, really?
You saw it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Battleship?
Yeah.
Was that?
No.
That was last year.
Oh, last.
No, she was in a movie this year as well.
Oh, yeah. What this year?
James Franco movie. Seth Rogen movie.
Was she in that?
Yeah, she was.
This is the end?
Yeah, Michael Cera grabbed her ass and she punched him in the face.
Okay. So that wasn't Kelly Kapoor?
Positive.
Okay.
She liked him, but he had his eyes on Rihanna.
Here's something that I feel like we're going to talk about pretty soon.
Okay.
Shane, GameStop.
Yeah.
Has an interesting deal that they've cooked up.
This could be a great future topic.
This is where I tune out and read Twitter.
They have said they will start offering a $50 credit for specific Xbox 360 games to be traded in for an Xbox One game. For the same game, yes, exactly.
So you get Black Ops,
Call of Duty Ghosts for the 360. You can trade it in.
For $10, essentially.
Exactly.
That's a great deal, I think.
I think so, too.
But you have to be one of their super users, right?
Right.
How much does that cost you?
I don't know. I tried to look real quick before the show, and I couldn't find it. Do you know?
I don't know.
I think it's $50 a year.
Okay, that's
that can't
kind
be
of
right.
expensive, but
maybe that's
could
wrong.
Be.
Anyway, Call of Duty Ghosts, Madden 25, FIFA 14, Battlefield 4, and Assassin's Creed 4 are all part of this program. So yeah, you buy the Xbox 360 game because that comes out months before the Xbox One. You buy an Xbox One, you want those same games on your new system, $10. That's a pretty good deal. I think if you're one of those people.
Yeah.
In that. Yeah, you have to be in GameStop's Power Up Rewards program and purchase the eligible Xbox game within 30 days of its launch.
Yes. Jared, what famous child actor starred in the movie The Wizard, speaking of video games?
Fred Savage?
Correct.
What famous singer also starred in The Wizard?
Rihanna.
No.
Hmm.
She played counter Fred Savage.
I'm going to say Paul Simon.
No. I said she. You got to listen for pronouns?
Pronouns. Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
Those are pronouns.
Any guesses?
Boy George.
Jenny Lewis.
Jenny Lewis. That's what I said.
Jenny Lewis.
Okay. Jenny Lewis.
Speaking of video games.
Blank-a-doodle-doo, Jared.
Saints Row 4 comes out in a few weeks. We'll be talking about that in our coming soon eventually.
Yeah.
Deep Silver, the publisher of Saints Row 4, has
never heard of them.
Made an interesting version of the game. You know, like today, these days, we see like the super enhanced edition that has like DLC and it costs $10 more or whatever. Yep. They have...
Listen to this, Jared.
Mm-hmm. The This is Saints Row 4, the super dangerous Wad Wad Edition, a.k.a. the Million Dollar Pack. It's a $1 million...
It's like a
it's because they have a dubstep gun in the game.
It is a $1 million edition of Saints Row 4.
Who is this made by? Dr. Evil?
It's made by Deep Silver. Mm. It's limited to how many copies of this?
One.
One unit. And it will sell only at Game, which is a UK or European video game store.
Will someone buy this? Adam.
I don't know, but it comes with the game, the Commander in Chief version of the game. That's the one with the DLC.
All the DLC.
It comes with a full day of spy training, a trip to space on the Virgin Galactic,
wow.
A 1 year's membership in the E25 Supercar Club. I don't know what that is, and a Lamborghini Gallardo, right?
Sure. So you get a car.
The $1 million pack also includes plastic surgery of the purchaser's choice, a shopping spree with a personal shopper, 7 nights for two at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington, and a hostage rescue experience, a brand new Toyota, a brand new Toyota Prius, and a 7-night stay at the Top Royal Suite in Dubai.
So two cars.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, two cars and a membership in the E25 Supercar Club, which maybe lets you like rent fancy cars.
Don't forget you also get an Apple Lightning adapter as well.
Wow, those are hard to come
by. You do. And a phablet, Jared.
Saints Row 4 $1 million pack is available for pre-order at Game. You probably do have to pre-order the one. And it will be delivered if it is purchased in a truly presidential style. $1 million pack rules and its disclaimers list.
And a giant Obama pinata.
States that no cash alternatives will be available and that Deep Silver's decision is final in every situation. In addition, the company has the right to remove or amend contents of the bundle at any time.
So they'll take everything away and just give you the game. Sans DLC.
I mean, this is an easy way for them to just get stupid publicity for it.
I mean, one of the biggest podcasts in the world is talking about it right now, Jared.
Yeah, and we are talking about it too. Where's my crickets?
One more video game story for you.
Jared,
this news is tailor-made for me.
Who played Luke Skywalker in Star Wars?
I want to say Tom Selleck.
Correct.
Did you guys watch the Office casting calls?
Yes,
that were
I did.
Earlier this week?
No.
They're pretty funny. As far as casting calls
I'm done
go.
With the Office.
Interesting people. Adam Scott.
Seth Rogen.
The fat guy from Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Cam,
there you go.
Cam went out to play Kevin. They laughed when he read his lines.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway, one more video game story, and then a real news story.
Okay,
college athletes can now sue EA over their images being used in video games. The federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that video game maker Electronic Arts must face legal claims by college players that it unfairly used their images without compensation.
At one point, we just have to pay college athletes.
This is a huge issue to no one, but if we are talking about it, Jared is 100% correct.
They're exploited.
Right?
They're exploited for all kinds of merchandising.
Agreed.
Things where so many corporate entities are profiting from them.
The colleges are making gazillions off of these kids.
Yeah. So they need to be compensated.
EA had an interesting defense here. They said that they're just simply reporting on the players' careers, you know, by using their stats together and everything. But one of the judges said, that's ridiculous. EA can hardly be considered to be reporting on a student's career at Arizona State University when it is not even using Keller's name in connection with his avatar in the game. So, you know, they never used names to try to avoid this specifically, and now they're using that same excuse to get on the other end of this, and it's not working. But there's a
Is there a legal loophole you're going to talk
there's
about?
There's not a legal loophole that I'm going to talk about, but this does bring up an important consideration for us to make here. And the dissenting judge, she even mentioned this. She warned that the majority on the court's stance will jeopardize the rights of authors, movie makers, and others to use real people in fictional settings, going so far as to say, absent the use of actual footage, the motion picture Forrest Gump might as well just be a box of chocolates, which is a dumb analogy. But anyway, her point is well made. Without its historical characters, Midnight in Paris might be reduced to just a pedestrian domestic squabble. So, you know, I think that this is the right decision for college athletes who are being exploited. But then there is that other side of this argument where now does it mean in any... You know, like in Assassin's Creed, they've used George Washington and stuff. Like, can they not use public figures in their games without getting permission or paying money to you know,
their society?
Some foundation? Yeah.
And what about mentioning your brothers in the game? Where would that go? How long would we wait to find that out?
Obviously, they're not being compensated. That's why we haven't heard of them.
Are you going to talk about how the fact that EA also is not taking on the rights for the National College NCAA, how in the next version of their...
It won't be called NCAA College Football.
They will not have the NCAA.
Yeah, the NCAA wants nothing to do with EA anymore once this all came out. So it'll probably just be called College Football 2014.
And they still can get rights to specific schools. Right. They just have to negotiate them per school.
There's actually a group called like the College Licensing Association or something that actually... They've already been using in previous years. I think they were really just getting the NCAA name for the name. There's a licensing group that handles all the, you know, the Stanford trees or whatever that's all done through them.
Love those trees, fighting trees.
there's a mode in NCAA football where you can play as the mascots. And so one of them, the Stanford, it is like the Stanford tree or something. It's like a pine tree. So you all 11 players on your team are dressed up as trees. It's hilarious looking.
That's good stuff.
Any other stories?
One I love. This is my favorite revenge story.
This is your last story, right, so it better be the best
A judge has been sentenced to 28 years after making $2 million for sending children to jail.
Oh.
Judge Mark Caravella, 63, serves as an example of why the private prison industry can do more harm than good. Caravella worked alongside owners of a private juvenile facility in Pennsylvania to ensure the prison remained occupied. The more prisoners equated to more profits for the owners of the prison. As a result, Caravella would sentence offenders with small offenses to months and at times years behind bars. He once sentenced a teen to 3 months in jail for creating a MySpace page that mocked her school's assistant principal. He also sentenced another teen to 90 days after a simple schoolyard fight. But after a federal investigation, it was discovered that the judge and his colleague, Judge Michael Cohan, received more than $2.6 million from the privately run youth centers owned by Pennsylvania Child Care. In 2011, Caravella was sentenced to racketeering and sentenced to 28 years and ordered to pay $1 million in restitution. His appeal last week was tossed out.
Soundly rejected.
And his... lawyers say he may go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Bring it.
So good. 28 years, probably nothing compared to the hundreds of kids that...
He ruined.
Right. But still something.
Well, thanks for ending on an up note.
That is an up note. Good. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. But all you can think about is a tragedy of...
Yeah, poor...
All right. How about this? I'm not going to read the story, but...
Okay.
Dolphins can recognize old friends after being apart for up to 20 years.
Yep.
Just by sound. I love that
amazing
story.
Dolphins are... They're amazing creatures. Too bad they're dying in droves. I just had to bring it down.
Thank you, Jared. Well, I think, folks, that's been way more news than we need.
Yeah.
So let's sneak over to coming soon. Pop culture overview. Engage. Go, Adam.
All right. We got some music coming out. Block Party has their first album coming out since They're
since they were savaged by music correspondent Al,
friend of the show Scooter loves this band. I hope he's looking forward to it.
Yep. Parachute has an album coming out too. I have never heard of them.
It's another band with a name.
They are a band with a name. You're right. movies.
Yes.
We got some interesting movies coming out this coming week. We've got Jobs.
Yes.
The movie about Steve Jobs.
Could see it. Could have seen it, but we probably won't.
All right.
Could have seen it.
Huh. We've got sneak preview passes popping up too for that one a couple
times. It's all contest stuff though. Oh. Although I could have gone to the People's Republic tea shop on Friday when I was off and maybe gotten passes.
Yeah.
I didn't.
We didn't.
Kick-Ass 2.
We'll be seeing that probably the day the show is released.
Indeed.
Sneak preview.
Gerard Butler in The Butler from Lee Daniels. I don't really know what Lee Daniels The Butler is.
No,
but I assume
it stars Forrest Whitaker and Oprah Winfrey from the South.
Gotcha. And this year's Paranormal Activity, the movie that is too scary, so they had to recut it, Paranoia, is coming out.
Really? Isn't that the one with Liam Hemsworth in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the final Hemsworth brother?
And Harrison Ford and Commissioner Gordon is going to be in it as well.
Great.
It's a big cast. They had to recut those guys, huh?
Yeah. They add them in.
Snip,
post.
Snip.
DVD and Blu-ray, we've got Girls Season 2, The Mindy Project Season 1, and Olympus Has Fallen. Now, is that the one you guys saw? Or the other
I
one? White House Down.
I saw both.
Ah.
Olympus Has Fallen I saw with guest correspondent Earl.
Which one did you like more?
Olympus Has Fallen.
Okay.
Not much more. But
video games, we've got Payday 2. It's a heist game. Mario and Luigi Dream Team for the 3DS.
Is that where they take on the USA Olympic basketball
team? Yeah.
And they lose.
Okay. Yeah, that's a sad story.
It doesn't end well.
If you've seen the documentary The Other Dream Team, it's a good documentary.
It's about power sleepers.
Yes.
What?
It's true.
Okay.
All right.
Actual dreams.
It's 2 hours of people sleeping and their eyes going like this.
It's actually about like the Lithuanian team at the 92 Olympics, and it's a really really good documentary.
I'm not really sure which of you is telling the truth, so let's just move on.
The other dream team. You can look it up. Their jerseys were provided by the Grateful Dead.
What is going on with today's news?
Those things are all true. All right, that's all I have for my normal list.
Okay.
Jared, who started CSI New York?
I don't know. Gary Sinise?
Correct!
Is he on there?
Yes!
As? What's the character's name?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't watch CSI.
I never watched those shows.
I'm just surprised he got that. Is that it?
Except for
hit it or miss it. It's the time when we pick something we either really love or really hate.
Okay.
And this is Adam. That's coming up this week.
So my pick for hitting it...
Yeah.
I feel like this whole cycle, we're just going to be positive about the things that we're looking for.
There's some decent stuff coming out.
I'm going to pick DuckTales Remastered.
Ah.
What? This is the...
So go ahead and sing a little of the theme, please.
Please sing
DuckTales,
sing the scientifically accurate DuckTales song.
Oh, that was disturbing.
Do it.
Someone's phone is...
My phone?
It's not my phone.
This is the remake of the NES...
Classic. One of the best NES games ever made.
Very, very good. You're Scrooge McDuck, and you bounce on your cane as like a pogo stick.
Yep.
You foil Ma Beagle and the Beagle Boys.
Yep.
Just
like the classic cartoon from Warner Brothers.
It was one of the most memorable Disney. NES games I have.
Yes.
So I'm better than
Rescue Rangers with the Chip and the Dales?
Yes, because the control on... I think that was Super Nintendo, wasn't it?
No, it was a regular as well.
Anyway, there were a lot of very... There was a Mickey's Magical Castle or something that was really similar. There were a lot of
Castle of Illusion. I think that was Sega Genesis, that one.
There were a lot of good side-scrolling games.
Jared, stop fondling your mic cover.
And
different sound.
I've been told by the state of Virginia that I should not use this protection on my microphone.
It's porous. Very porous.
So it comes out for the Wii U, PS3, Xbox 360. It's downloadable, $15.
Will you get it for $15?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He will get it. There's no penny pinching here.
All right.
Whoa.
That was amazing.
Very weird. So there you go, Jared.
Yeah.
Under the Scope is officially closed. Under the Scope. I'll tell you, Jared. Well, this show's only been going on for a good 20 minutes. It feels like we're doing it for almost 3 hours. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing my dance routine over here.
I like it.
I know. It feels like we've...
I am exhausted.
Let's keep it going.
It's been a long day.
I'm exhausted. Jared, please. We've got to have a buttload of comments.
This is the point of the show where we read comments from listeners. We do have one comment on episode 143.
Okay.
Keith said, another great episode.
Of
Adam should tell more stories as I enjoyed hearing details of his softball conflict. I believe, Keith, if you were patient, in a couple shows, you will hear a story.
Yeah. 2 weeks from right now.
You will hear a story of softball success from your friend Adam.
Don't. You got it.
What?
You sort of gave it away.
Sorry, did I?
You're too fresh, Jared. That's the problem. I mean, we're just so barely into our first show.
Who starred in A League of Their Own?
Go. That's easy.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
No, no.
Madonna.
Ally Sheedy?
One more. One more down.
Christopher Plummer?
Lori Petty is what I was looking for.
Lori Petty. She had a bit of a career there
Rosie
for a while.
Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah. Gina Davis.
Remember Lori Petty as Tank
Girl?
They
were sisters. Yes.
I do. There was a really good song on that soundtrack called Mockingbird Girl by Scott Weiland's other band, whose name I cannot remember at the moment.
Jared, what's the name of that band?
Top Chef? Is that what you said?
Talk Show.
No.
Freaking encyclopedia.
I'm sorry. Talk Show was the remaining members of Stone Temple Pilots after they kicked Scott Weiland out.
Right. Jared, what else did Keith say?
That was it.
That was it. Very
basically
short.
More Adam is
one
what,
simple call.
Well, he's got an entire episode. We're calling this show The A-Game.
Yeah.
That's going to be the name of the show when you download it. The A-Game.
It's amazing.
I mean, they already know that. They've already downloaded it.
Jared, it was practically like a Maury Povich show this time around with Adam. We learned he had siblings.
Yeah.
He had a lot to talk about. He hated on abortion. Everything. A. It's all A. He loved on abortion. He loves abortion.
That's my favorite thing. Second favorite thing.
What's your first favorite thing?
More abortion.
More? I thought you were going to say acoustic guitars.
I couldn't think of any other A words. It's really hard to do sometimes, you know?
Acoustic guitars is an A word. I didn't even realize it.
Adam, that's my favorite thing.
Jared, please.
If you would like to reveal to us that you also have secret brothers, you can email at the comments at the Scope Show. Call the voicemail line, 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. I keep telling you to put it into your mobile phone so that it's always there. When something incredible happens or you have a secret to share with us.
Label it Mom.
Or if you think of a TV show you'd like to know who starred in it, just send a message to
Call
Jared.
Call in and look it up on IMDb.
Don't even look it up.
Give me a chance to answer first. I think that's all we're asking.
Wait weeks for your answer is what we're saying.
Right. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. I think we also have a Google Plus page, but who's on Google Plus?
Hey, Adam, who played Giles in Buffy?
Oh, I don't know, British guy.
Jared.
Anthony?
Don Herbert.
Stuart Head.
That's not even a person.
It is.
Just said three random words.
I think, I don't know if it's Head or Head, but it's H-E-A-D. I think it's Head.
What spinoff show was he supposed to star in?
He was supposed to star in a show called Ripper, which never got off the ground. It was going to be a UK show. It was based off of his Ripper persona.
How long is Adam's ding dong? Go.
17.5 centimeters.
Wow.
Pretty close.
Is that big?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with no.
17.5 is probably decent. Yeah.
So
I would
30,
be proud of that.
A ruler is 30 centimeters, right? So it's a little over,
Over
6 inches.
You're average.
17.5 centimeters in inches. Google says 6.88976 inches.
That's right. Pretty good size.
It's above average.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Above average.
Congratulations, Big Dong.
If you're above average,
go, Jared.
You would be the type of person
above average.
You would be the type of person who would support us since Amazon chooses not to anymore.
Another bad A word.
Yeah. So you can go to our website, thescopeshow.com. You click the donate link there. You can give us just a straight up flat donate.
Flat.
Or you can subscribe for $2 a month, a recurring subscription, cancel any time. All that money goes to our bottom line to keep us in business.
We're putting shows out almost every week now for you, chumbalones.
Chumbalones.
Right?
Not a word.
Right.
It is certainly a word.
You can also head into iTunes. You can rate us and review us. We're very easy to find. We're called The Scope for crying out loud. Just type that in.
Nobody wants that name. We have it. We're sitting on it.
I think there might be another something scope.
It's The Scoop. It's my...
It's Adam. Always trying... A Scoop.
The Scoop.
That's all I got. You know, you might think that this is the first show in the cycle, but it's really the last one in the cycle as well.
We're exhausted.
It's the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha's another A word.
Thank you, sir. Thank
and
you.
And Omega ends in an A, so it's like an A word also.
Very nice. Jared, who's the female lead in Jurassic Park?
Laura Dern?
Correct. All right, Adam.
Who's the female lead in Twister?
What's her name from Mad About You?
Correct.
Helen Hunt.
Correct.
Also known as Laura Dern. They're the same person.
Are they?
It's no, like, no. it's like, Who's the male lead in
Jeff Goldblum.
Independence Day.
Jeff Goldblum.
No.
The other. Will Smith.
No. The president. The
Harry Connick Jr.
The president.
What's his name? I made everyone except the president.
Oh, God.
Brett Spiner. He was in it.
No. Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton are the same person. Dennis Quaid's also one of those guys. They're the same people.
Very strange.
You really know the cast of Independence Day.
He can't wait for the sequel. Jared.
Jessica Biel and Jessica Alba, also same person.
No, way far different.
We got a no debating. It's over, Johnny. Kay. It's over. Jared, great show. Yeah. Adam, terrific effort today. A for effort.
An A effort.
What Shane, I once again, I make the ship run smoothly.
Good job.
We're once again, thank you.
We'll give you a hug.
Hit the music, Jared. So for Jared, Adam, and Shane, this is Shane saying, arrivederci. See you next time, Scopers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, Auf Wiedersehen. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.